Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, the US ordered family members of its embassy staff to leave Ukraine on Sunday, because of the threat of significant military action against the country by Russia. The State Department said in a statement that all US citizens should consider departing immediately, because security conditions, particularly along Ukraine's borders in Russia-occupied Crimea and in Russia-controlled eastern Ukraine, are unpredictable, and can deteriorate with little notice. The warning came after weeks of mounting tension along the eastern border of Ukraine, where Russia has massed more than 100,000 troops. Next, China has established a constant naval presence close to southern Japan and eastern Taiwan, in a marked expansion of Beijing's sea power that has focused attention on the area as a potential future battleground. For at least 6 months, the People's Liberation Army Navy has rotated destroyers and missile corvettes through the waters east and south of the southernmost tip of the Ryukyu chain, which Tokyo calls the Nancy Islands, according to officials from Taiwan, Japan, and the US. Beijing views the ability to operate freely in the waters as key to its naval strength. Military analysts see the Western Pacific as the main location for a potential clash between the US and China if Beijing attacked Taiwan. And now, Boris Johnson was accused on Sunday of failing to investigate allegations of Islamophobia within his government by a former minister, deepening the civil war engulfing the Conservative Party. Nusrat Ghani, a transport minister from January 2018 until February 2020, said on Saturday that a Tory whip informed her that her Muslimness was raised as an issue by Downing Street for her being fired from government. Mark Spencer, chief whip, identified himself as the whip she spoke to in March 2020, but described her comments as completely false and defamatory. Next up, Nelson Peltz's activist hedge fund Trian Partners has built a stake in Unilever, ratcheting up the pressure on the FTSE 100 company after its abortive pursuit of GlaxoSmithKline's consumer health business. People with direct knowledge of the matter told the Financial Times that the $8.5 billion New York-based hedge fund had taken a position in the UK group's shares, adding to the challenges facing chief executive Alan Jope. The Unilever boss is already facing simmering shareholder discontent after its £50 billion attempted takeover of GSK Consumer Health. He now confronts a fierce activist fund known for demanding streamlining and governance reforms at consumer goods groups, including Procter & Gamble, Cisco and Mondelez. And finally, Google is facing a fresh complaint from Germany's largest publishers and advertisers, which are demanding that the EU intervene over the search giant's plan to stop the use of third-party cookies. Axel Springer, the publisher of titles such as Bild and Politico, is among the hundreds of publishers, advertisers and media groups that have argued to the bloc's competition chief, Margrethe Vestager, that Google is breaking EU law with its move to phase out third-party cookies from its Chrome browser by next year. The decision blocks advertisers, publishers and intermediaries from analyzing users' preferences while they browse online content, a critical blow to how the industry generates revenues. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.